just one interesting law or custom that's brought down in the Taz, in the laws of Rosh Hashanah. He brings down in the scenario that let's say there is a Brit Milah on Rosh Hashanah, which can happen. So the halakha says the proper time to do the Brit Milah is before Musaf, before we blow the shofar, in order that we can combine Brit Milah, which is awakens mercy, with the shofar that also awakens mercy, so you put them back to back to each other, so that's a big zechud. So the Taz writes that he saw from his rabbi Rav Feivel that if there was a Brit Milah on Rosh Hashanah, so after they would cut the Brit Milah, the halakha says that you have to make what's called Metzitza. Metzitza is they suck out the blood, they draw out the blood from the Milah in order that the child is not put in danger. It's a health issue, but the halakha says one must make Metzitza. So he says on Rosh Hashanah, he saw from Rav Feivel that after they would make Metzitza, the man would not clean his mouth out from the blood, and then he would blow the shofar with the blood of the Milah in his mouth, to mix the blood of Milah with Tikiat Shofar, in order to have a double barrel measure of mercy. That's what the Taz says. So, one halakha should be mentioned is, Sefaradim hold clearly that let's say on Rosh Hashanah you have a mohel, and he does the milah. So now you want to fulfill this minhag of the Taz, so you want to let the guy who's blowing the shofar make the mitzitza. I mean, the mohel was going to say, mohel's not blowing the shofar. So he says, you know what, I want to get this item in of having the blood and the shofar together, so he wants to invite the tokeya to make mitzitza, so then he can blow the shofar. Halakha says he's not allowed. Halakha says the mohel on Rosh Hashanah must make the mitzitza. And the reason is because mitzitza is really something that would be asur, because you're drawing blood out. The only reason why it's mutar is because you're involved in a brit milah, which is permissible. But to invite somebody else that's not involved in doing the mitzvah of the milah, so it's isur for somebody else to do, to draw out blood. The mohel, they're lenient because already he has a heter to do a brit milah, and anything that follows the Brit Milah, but to invite somebody else, it's not proper. So therefore, in that case, this is the opinion of the Hatam Sofer, also the opinion of the Chochmat Adam, one should not invite someone else on Rosh Hashanah to do the Mitzitza, or the Tokeya, I should say, to make the Mitzitza, and you're going to have to forego that custom of revival. In the event that the Mohel is also the Tokeya, so then already it's something nice that after he makes mitzitza, when there's still blood there, to make the tikiot.